The Real Man's Breakfast. Falling the Every Diary. DRMWJ Conta. ISBN. Copyright 2024 BY DR Mduduzi Walter Johan Conta. All rights reserved. This book is protected by the International Copyright Labs and may not be copied or reprinted for commercial gain or profit. No part grados Fahrenheit this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in the any form or by any means, or stored in the database or retrieval system, without a prior written permission grados Fahrenheit the publisher. Published by Legacy Talks Business Enterprises. Dr. Mduduzi Walter Johan Conta. P.O. Box 2774. Mbabane. Más 26.876.044.737. M.K. Hora o N. Tonelada a W.A.L. Tonelada R99@gmail.com. C.O. @cristianparadise.net. www.cristianparadise.net. Contents. Endorsement 5. Dedicación 7. Acknowledgements 9. Foreword X. Preface 13. Introducción 1. Chapter 1 Commanding Your D.I.Y. 5. Chapter 2 Feeding the Spirit, Body and Soul 11. Chapter 3 The Breakfast Table 25. Chapter 5 A Real Manas Brothers 35. Chapter 6 The Laziman V.S. The Diligent Worker 41. Chapter 7 Nourishment for the Journey, Principles of Stewardship 47. Chapter 8 Fight and Work, Integrating Beliefs into Daily Labor, 51. Chapter 9 Gratitude in the Everyday Life, Counting Your Breakfast Blessings 57. Chapter 10 The Discipline of Routine, Building Habits for Success 63. Chapter 11 Passing Down Traditions, Mentorship and Legacy 69. Chapter 12 The Power of Community, Breaking Bread Together 75. Chapter 13 Find Solace in the Christ 79. Chapter 14 Every Day Marks a New Beginning Never Lose Hope in the Journey and the Abour 83. 15. Endorsement. In the world where the importance grados Fahrenheit a nutritious breakfast can often be oversadoved by convenience, The Real Man's Breakfast comes as a refreshing reminder grados Fahrenheit how a great start to your day can lead to a healthier lifestyle. This book not only provides delicious and nourishing breakfast recipes but also serves as a source grados Fahrenheit inspiration for men looking to embrace wellness in their daily routines. The combination grados Fahrenheit practical advice and motivating insights makes this book an essential read for an journey ahead to fuel their day with energy and purpose. Vita focus on bolesome ingredients and fostering a positive mindset, the author empowers readers to prioritize their health while enjoying the process. Whether you are a busy professional, a dedicated dad, or simply someone looking to enhance their breakfast game, The Real Man's Breakfast will guide you to barmaking choices that nurture both body and spirit. Embrace the journey to a healthier you, starting atmosphere technique the most important meal grados Fahrenheit the day. Endorsed by Professor V.N. Sivilla. Omega Bible Theological College / Omega Global University Life Chancellor. Founder / President, Omega Global Churches and Africa Conference Grados Fahrenheit Covenant Churches. Dedicación. This book is dedicated to every man who seeks to unlock his true potential and rise above life's challenges. My lessons within these pages serve as a hearty breakfast to nourish your mind, body, and spirit on your journey grados Fahrenheit self-empowerment. To the fathers, husbands, brothers, and sons who strive to be the best versions grados Fahrenheit themselves, this book is for you. May it inspire you to embrace your unique strengths, confront your fears, and forge your own path to success and fulfillment. A real man is characterized by muscles in the 5 spheres grados Fahrenheit life, that is spiritually, emotionally, socially, physically and financially propet yo chanan. As you embark on this transformative experience, remember the wise words grados Fahrenheit immersion, noting his atmosphere technical last sacred but the integrity grados Fahrenheit your own mind. Trust in your abilities, stay true to your values, and let your inner light shine brightly. May this book be a constant companion, guiding you to embrace your non-conformity, cultivate your personal taste, and ultimately, become the real man you were destined to be. Cheers, to your success. Acknowledgements. 1. Boldly que to extend my heartfelt gratitude to all those who have supported me throughout the journey grados Fahrenheit breathing the real man's breakfast. A special thank you to my family and friends, vose un wavering encouragement and belief in my vision ABB and my guiding light. Your love and support ABB and invaluable. 1. Am deeply grateful to the mentors and thought leaders who inspired the concepts within these pages. To Professor VN Sibilla thank you for the insights on self-empowerment and personal growth have shaped my understanding grados Fahrenheit but it means to be a real man in today's world. To Temen 1 have reached out and shared their journey grados Fahrenheit life, thank you for sharing your stories and experiences, which enriched this book and magnified the significance grados Fahrenheit community, respect, empathy, integrity and leadership. Lastly, 1. Appreciate the readers who embark on this journey with me. May this book empower you to embrace your true self and inspire others along the way. For a word. As 1. Reflect on the journey that led to the creation grados Fahrenheit the real man's breakfast, 1. Am reminded grados Fahrenheit the transformative power grados Fahrenheit self-empowerment and the importance grados Fahrenheit embracing on his authentic self. This book is a testament to the belief that true strength lies not in your conformity but in your courage to stand apart and forge your own paths. In your world that often dictates how a real man should think, act, and feel, it is crucial to reclaim our individuality and redefine masculinity in your own terms. The real man's breakfast encourages us to set the societal expectations that weigh us down and instead, focus on cultivating respect, empathy, authenticity, and leadership within ourselves. Through engaging stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical exercises, this book serves as a heart-mental forte mind, body, and spirit. It invites us to embark on a journey grados Fahrenheit self-discovery, to confront our fears, and to embrace the unique strengths that make us boveare. As a proud participant grados Fahrenheit the main atmosphere technica manaim events, 1. Have witnessed firsthand the power grados Fahrenheit community in your fostering personal growth and meaningful connections. These gatherings have shown me that when men come together in your atmosphere grados Fahrenheit respect and understanding, remarkable transformations can occur. It is my sincere hope that the real man's breakfast will inspire you, the reader, to join this movement grados Fahrenheit self-empowerment. May this book be a constant companion on your journey, guiding you to unlock your full potential and become the real man you were destined to be. Let us rise a toast to the power grados Fahrenheit self-reliance, authenticity, and the pursuit grados Fahrenheit personal excellence. Cheers, to your success. Warm regards. Tony Milton Wabe. A member grados Fahrenheit men atmosfera technica Mannheim. Preface. In your world that often imposes rigid definitions grados Fahrenheit masculinity, the real man's breakfast brings forth a soothing and nourishing perspective on what it truly means to be a man. This book is not just about breakfast, it's about nourishing the mind, body, and spirit to cultivate a life grados Fahrenheit purpose, authenticity, and empowerment. The inspiration for this book stems from the realization that many men struggle with societal expectations, often feeling confined by outdated stereotypes grados Fahrenheit masculinity. Believe in your inner aware vulnerability, emotional intelligence, and self-awareness are increasingly recognized as strengths rather than weaknesses. This shift opens the door for us to redefine what it means to be a real man. The real man's breakfast is designed to serve as a guide on this transformative journey. Within these pages, you will find a blend grados Fahrenheit personal anecdotes, practical advice, and thought-provoking insights that encourage you to embrace your individuality and take charge grados Fahrenheit your life. Each chapter is crafted to provide you with the tools and inspiration needed to cultivate respect, empathy, authenticity, and leadership in the both your personal and professional spheres. This book is also a celebration grados Fahrenheit community. Temen atmosfera técnica mana in vichar ejepto jeter events were mensare teir dreams, challenges and life experiences in dio general. Tese event sabe submete incredible power grados Fahrenheit connection and shared experiences among men. When we come to jeter to support one another, we create a safe space for growth, learning, and transformation. It is my hope that this book will inspire you to seek out and nurture those connections in your own life. As you embark on this journey through the pages grados Fahrenheit the real man's breakfast, uno spur you to approach it with an open heart and mind. Allow yourself to explore the ideas presented and reflect on how they resonate with your own experiences. Remember, this is not just a book to read, it is an invitation to engage in your lifelong journey grados Fahrenheit self-discovery and empowerment. Thank you for joining me on this adventure. To jeter, let's redefine masculinity and embrace the real man within us all. Introduction. In the world where the hustle and bustle grados Fahrenheit daily life often overshadows the importance grados Fahrenheit and our rising start to the day, the concept grados Fahrenheit breakfast is frequently reduced to a stigravandivo routine. Coffee is downed in the arrus, and nutritious options are cast aside for convenience. But if we paused to reevaluate this pivotal meal. But if we recognized it as not just a necessity but as an opportunity, a chance to fuel not just our bodies, but our ambitions, dreams, and identities as well. The real man's breakfast invites you on a culinary journey that honors the art grados Fahrenheit breakfast, rekindling an intimate relationship with the food beat and the sustenance beseek. The philosophy grados Fahrenheit breakfast. The philosophy grados Fahrenheit breakfast transcends mere eating, it embodies a reflection on our values, choices, and lifestyle. For many, breakfast acts as a mirror reflecting our priorities and life RHYTHMES, setting a standard for the day. In the Otis book, we explore not just what constitutes a conventional breakfast, but also what it means to embrace the idea grados Fahrenheit a real man's breakfast. This is not about subscribing to outdated stereotypes or unrealistic standards grados Fahrenheit masculinity, instead, it is about celebrating the authentic and holistic approach to nourishing on a self in the morning. Imagine sitting down to a table rich with flavors, colors, and textures, each with invoking a sense grados Fahrenheit satisfaction and connection to the greater world around us. This culture expose me als tatarege arti and bolesome, yet versatile en auto cater to different tastes and needs. From the energizing sweetness grados Fahrenheit a fluid laden o atmeal to the sabor y delight grados Fahrenheit a perfectly cooked omelette, ve del 20 options that evoke comfort and strength. By expanding our understanding grados Fahrenheit but breakfast can be, ve redefine not only our meals but how we approach life itself. Advocating for a new taste. A real man's breakfast isn't confined to bacon and eggs, it transcends these limitations. In the Otis Book 1, Dr. Mduduzi Walter Mkonta, a doctor grados Fahrenheit divinity prescribe healthy food as a medicine for men to sustain their bodies as per the word grados Fahrenheit God and also the word grados Fahrenheit God as food for the spirit man. Real men know that life is a tapestry characterized by spirituality, emotionality, physicality, sociality and economy. Tese five esperes grados Fahrenheit life are covered in dio te bord grados Fahrenheit god pacajeda salvation in dio greek itis called sozo. Te modern man is increasingly embracing a diverse palate, seeking not just satiation but also enjoyment, health, and sustainability. We will discuss how ingredients often overlooked, such as bole grains, legumes, and fresh produce can become heroes on the breakfast table. According to Genesis 1 y 29 and God said, behold, uno have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face grados Fahrenheit al the earth, and every tree with seed in dio its fruit. You shall have them for food. Moreover, we will delve into the importance grados Fahrenheit mindfulness and intention in dio the preparation and enjoyment grados Fahrenheit each meal, urging men to take ownership grados Fahrenheit their health and well-being. Nutritional wisdom. Equipped with an understanding grados Fahrenheit the essential nutrients our body scrave, we will navigate through nutritional principles vile de mystifying the complexities grados Fahrenheit breakfast choices. The connection between our diet and our physical and mental health is more crucial than ever, with research underscoring the impacts breakfast has on metabolism, mood, and cognitive function. In the exploring these principles, we will provide accessible recipes that are both simple and invigorating, combining classic elements with inventive twists. These aren't just meals, they are moments crafted to reignite passion and creativity in your daily routines. The importance grados Fahrenheit involving our communities, friends and family will also be ignited, as sharing meals promotes connections and enriches our lives. Acknowledging the consecration. Beyond sustenance and nutrition, breakfast is a ritual, a time to pause, reflect, and set the tone for the day. The real man's breakfast is persevere rather to embrace the beauty grados Fahrenheit is ritual, practicing gratitude as they savour each bite. We explore how integrating mindfulness into our meals can transform not only our perspective on food but also on life's fleeting moments. Consider the potential grados Fahrenheit starting each day with intention, but goals can be set over a bowl grados Fahrenheit roasted pan outside the a cup grados Fahrenheit warm goat's milk. Can you imagine the quality grados Fahrenheit conversations that can blossom over a stat grados Fahrenheit pancakes and pork sausages? In the encouraging a culture where breakfast is synonymous with connection both to self and to others, we unlock a powerful practice that extends far beyond the breakfast table. Conclusión, a call to action. The real man's breakfast aims to inspire, educate, and empower men from all walks grados Fahrenheit life to reclaim their mornings, discover what is expected from them by a society, rediscover the beauty grados Fahrenheit eating mindfully, and, above all, to truly enjoy their breakfasts. Let us take this journey together, on a meal atmosphere technica a time, and elevate our mornings to new 8 grados Fahrenheit nourishment, joy, and connection. Welcome to the world grados Fahrenheit the real man's breakfast, where every bite tells a story and every meal serves as a canvas for creativity and fulfillment. Chapter 1 Commanding your day. Setting the tone for the day through spiritual reflection. A real man embodies principles that guide his thoughts, actions, and interactions with others. Esets rules that are rooted in the various spiritual tapestries, emphasizing wellness in the area grados Fahrenheit personal growth, which can be portrayed as connection with the divine, and service to humanity. A real man values salvation, e believes in the finished work grados Fahrenheit Calvary and acknowledges that without God can do nothing. A real man is a spiritual man, e prioritizes prayer and meditation, recognizing these practices as vital for nurturing his relationship with God. Regular communication with the divine brings inner peace and clarity, enabling him to navigate life's challenges with grace and divine authority. Starts his day with morning motivation rooted in the scriptures, Bible sets a positive tone for the hours ahead. This approach not only fosters a sense of grados Fahrenheit purpose but also strengthens his spiritual foundation. Eis guided by the Holy Spirit, a loving divine wisdom to direct his decisions and actions. This consciousness helps him discern truth from falsehood, ensuring that his life reflects spiritual values rather than worldly influences. Real men observe the following. 1. Embrace new beginnings. Each morning presents a fresh start, a chance to reset and reignite his goals and values. The Bible emphasizes the importance grados Fahrenheit new beginnings. As a man you connect with the divine reading and affirming the word grados Fahrenheit God. Lamentations 3:22-23, the steadfast love grados Fahrenheit the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end, they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. This verse reassures us that every day is an opportunity to experience God's mercy anew. Psalm 118:24 This is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This encourages us to greet the day with joy and gratitude knowing that the day is a product grados Fahrenheit God. 2. Seeking guidance and strength. Mornin Sareani de Altimeto Seek Divine Guidance and Strength for the Challenge Sayad. Psalm 5, 3, Indiote Mornin, Lord, You are my voice, Indiote Mornin uno lay my requests before You and bite expectantly. This verse iglits the importance grados Fahrenheit starting the day with prayer and expectation. Isaiah 33, 2, Lord, be gracious to us, be long for You. Be our strength every morning. O salvation in Dio time grados Fahrenheit distress. Tis remind susto rely on God for strength and guidance. 3. Cultivating a grateful heart. Gratitude can transform our perspective and motivate us to face the day with positivity. Philippians 4, 6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in Dio every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. This encourages a mindset grados Fahrenheit gratitude and trust. Psalm 30, 5, Beeping my stay for tonight, but rejoicing comes in the morning. This verse reassures us that joy for your sorrow, encouraging a grateful outlook. 4. Finding peace in the midst grados Fahrenheit chaos. In the world filled with distractions and stress, mornings can be a time to graft ourselves in the promises grados Fahrenheit God. Matthew 6:34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble grados Fahrenheit its own. This verse teaches us to focus on the present rather than being overwhelmed by future concerns. 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. This encourages us to release our worries to God, fostering peace. 5. Empowerment through fight. Fight can empower us to tackle challenges with confidence. Philippians 4:13, 1 can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse serves as a powerful reminder grados Fahrenheit strength beave through fight. Isaiah 40, 31, but to se boope indio the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. This encourages us to place our hope in God for renewed strength. 6. Commitment to purpose. Mornings are an opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to our goals and purpose. Matthew 6:33, Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This verse emphasizes prioritizing spiritual pursuits. Colossians 3:23, Whatever you do, work atmosphere technica it vital your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. This encourages a diligent and purposeful approach to daily tasks. 7. Reflection and self-examination. Taking time for reflection can help align our actions with our values. Psalm 143, 8, Let the morning bring me forth grados Fahrenheit your unfailing love, for uno have put my trust in Dio you. This encourages us to reflect on God's love and guidance. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if anyone is in Dio Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. This verse iglits the transformative power grados Fahrenheit fight. In Dio conclusion. Incorporating these scriptures into your morning routine can provide motivation, strength, and clarity for the day ahead. By starting each day with a focus on God's promises and guidance, you can cultivate a mindset that embraces new opportunities, fosters gratitude, and empowers you to face challenges with fight and purpose. Whether through prayer, meditation, or reflection, let these verses inspire you to make the most grados Fahrenheit each morning. Chapter 2 Feeding the Spirit, Body and Soul. The importance of nourishing the physical and spiritual appetites. Feeding the spirit, soul, and body is a profound journey to holistic well-being, where each element intricately influences the other. In the world often consumed by the pursuit grados Fahrenheit physical satisfaction, we must remember that true nourishment transcends mere sustenance. The essence grados Fahrenheit nourishment. Our bodies require healthy food and exercise, but what about our spirits and souls? Just as we carefully select what we eat, Bemus talso bemindful grados Fahrenheit bat befidour inner selves. Te adage garbage indio, garbage auta plis not only to our diets but also to our spiritual and emotional inputs. Engaging with uplifting relationships, enriching literature, and positive media is essential for nurturing our spirit and soul. Te interconnectedness grados Fahrenheit bein. Te Bible emphasis este importance grados Fahrenheit maintaining balance among our spirit, soul, and body, as en Indio 1 Thessalonians 5 y 23, which calls for our entire being to be sanctified and kept blameless. This holistic approach ensures that as we care for our physical health, we also cultivate our emotional and spiritual well-being, a Jovinus to tribe Indio every aspect grados Fahrenheit life. Indio essence, to truly flourish, we must be intentional about feeding all parts grados Fahrenheit ourselves, creating harmonious existence that honors our divine design. The soul is often described as the bridge between the physical body and the spiritual realm, blending the two together to create a unique human experience. Here is a concise explanation grados Fahrenheit how the soul relates to the body and the spirit. The relationship between the spirit and the soul is a complex and often debated topic in the theology and philosophy. However, a few key points can be made about how they are connected. The spirit and the soul are distinct but interconnected. While the terms spirit and soul are sometimes used interchangeably, many believe they refer to distinct aspects grados Fahrenheit and material part grados Fahrenheit a person. The spirit is often associated with the part grados Fahrenheit a person that connects with God, while the soul encompasses the mind, will and emotions. Te spirit animates te soul. Te spirit is sometimes en aste break grados Fahrenheit life tat animates te soul. Just as te physical body requires te spirit to live, te soul is dependent on te spirit for its vitality and connection to God. A person's spirit can be described as a live or dead base on te relationship with God. Te soul expresses te spirit. Te soul is the means by which te spirit is expressed and experienced. Te mind, will and emotions grados Fahrenheit te soul are saped by te spirit. A person's thoughts, desires and choices flow from te condition grados Fahrenheit te spirit. Te spirit and soul are impacted together. When a person's spirit is impacted, whether positively by God's spirit or negatively by evil spirits, te soul is affected as well. Demonic activity can cause turmoil in the mind, will and emotions, which in the turn impacts the body. Conversely, a healthy spirit leads to a flourishing soul. In the summary, the spirit and soul are distinct but deeply intertwined aspects grados Fahrenheit and material self. The spirit animates and empowers the soul, while the soul expresses and experiences the spirit. The two are impacted together, for better or worse. The soul's role. 1. The soul is the immaterial part grados Fahrenheit a person that consists grados Fahrenheit the mind, will, and emotions. It is the real you that inhabits the physical body. 2. The soul is the point grados Fahrenheit intersection between the material body and the immaterial spirit. It is where the physical and the spiritual realms meet. 3. The soul animates the body and gives it life. It is the vital force that makes the body function. 4. The soul is shaped by both the body and the spirit. It is influenced by physical experiences and spiritual realities. 5. The soul provides a sense grados Fahrenheit identity and continuity throughout a person's life, connecting the body and the spirit into a cohesive whole. The soul's relationship to body and the spirit. 1. The body is the physical container for the soul and the spirit. It is the material aspect grados Fahrenheit a person. 2. The spirit is the part grados Fahrenheit a person that connects with the spiritual realm. It is the immaterial essence grados Fahrenheit a person. 3. The soul bridges the gap between the body and the spirit, blending them together into a living, breathing, thinking, feeling human being. 4. The soul is the point grados Fahrenheit interaction between the physical and the spiritual aspects grados Fahrenheit a person. 5. The soul is the integrating factor that makes a person a unified whole, rather than just a body or just a spirit. Iglix. 1. Spirit, Repressenstig est aspect grados Fahrenheitum an nature tat connects a person with the divine, connecting individuals to God and enabling spiritual life. It is en aste part tat can be spiritual y alive or dead, depending on one's relationship with God. Do soul, is the blender. Often associated with emotions, intellect, and will, the soul encompasses the essence grados Fahrenheit a person's identity and life experiences. It is considered the seat grados Fahrenheit personality and moral decision making. 3. Body, the physical aspect grados Fahrenheit a person, which is the vessel through which the spirit and soul operate in the material world. Paul emphasizes este importance grados Fahrenheit maintaining the body in the manner that honors God. Feeding the spirit man. 1 Peter 2, 2 NIV. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that they might grow up in the your salvation. Feeding the spirit man is essential for maintaining a strong and healthy connection with our inner selves and the divine. Just as when our physical bodies with food and water, we must also nourish our spirit with positivity, love, and spiritual practices. One way to feed the spirit man is through prayer and meditation. Taking time each day to quiet the mind, connect with our higher power, and reflect on our inner thoughts and feelings can help us stay grounded and centered in the midst grados Fahrenheit life's challenges and distractions. Prayer is a way to express gratitude, seek guidance, and receive comfort and strength from a higher source. Another way to feed the spirit man is through reading and studying the word grados Fahrenheit God. The Bible provides wisdom, guidance, and inspiration for our spiritual lives. Reading books by spiritual teachers, attending spiritual workshops or retreats, and listening to lectures or podcasts on spiritual topics can also help us deepen our understanding and connect with our inner selves. Worship, engage in the worship through music, art, or other creative expressions that honor God and lift your spirit, listening to podcasts can strongly enhance your spiritual life. Engaging in the acts grados Fahrenheit kindness and service is another way to feed the spirit man. When we extend love, compassion, and generosity to others, we are not only uplifting their spirits but also nourish our own. Acts grados Fahrenheit kindness and philanthropic activities can be as simple as smiling atmosphere technica stranger, offering a helping hand to someone in the need, or donating to a charitable cause. We giving back to the world, we feed our spirit with the joy and fulfillment that comes from making a positive impact. Connecting with nature is another powerful way to feed the spirit man. God commanded mankind to have dominion over nature, so we have a strong bond with nature in the our vein. Spending time in the great outdoors, breathing in the fresh air, feeling the sun on our skin, and immersing ourselves in the beauty grados Fahrenheit the natural world can help us feel more connected to the divine and to our own inner self. Whether it's going for a walk in the park, hiking in the mountains, or sitting by the ocean, nature has a way grados Fahrenheit healing and rejuvenating our spirit. Finally, practicing gratitude, Psalms 124, is a simple yet powerful way to feed the spirit man. The Bible says give thanks to the Lord. Focusing on the blessings and abundance in the our lives, rather than on what we lack or desire, we can cultivate a sense grados Fahrenheit contentment, peace, and joy in the our hearts. Keeping a gratitude journal, expressing thanks to the people in the our lives, and acknowledging the small miracles and blessings that occur each day can help us stay connected to the divine source grados Fahrenheit al creation. Feeding the soul. Matthew 4, 4. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth grados Fahrenheit God. Feeding the soul is essential for spiritual health and emotional well-being. The soul bridges the gap between the body and the spirit, blending them together into a living, breathing, thinking, feeling human being. Nurturing the soul involves practices that bring us joy, peace, and a sense grados Fahrenheit purpose. Engaging in the activities that align with our values and beliefs. Feeding the soul allows us to tap into our inner strength, intuition, and creativity, and can help us navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. noticing your soul is essential for overall well-being and contact many forms including the following. 1. Practice mindfulness and meditation. Spend time in your stillness, focusing on your breath or engaging in your guided meditation to connect with your inner self. 2. Connect with nature, spend time outdoors, whether it's seeking, walking on the beach, or simply enjoying a park. Nature can be incredibly rejuvenating. 3. Engage in your creative expression, try painting, breathing, dancing, or playing music. Creative outlets can help you express your emotions and connect with your deeper self. 4. Cultivate gratitude, keep a gratitude journal or take a few moments each day to reflect on what you are thankful for. This practice can shift your focus to the positive aspects grados Fahrenheit life. 5. Read inspiring literature, explore books or articles that inspire you, whether they are fiction, poetry, or non-fiction that offers new perspectives. 6. Practice self-compassion, be gentle and kind to yourself. Acknowledge your feelings and treat yourself with the same care you would offer to a friend. 7. Connect with loved ones, spend quality time with family and friends, build relationships, and share experiences that uplift you or sharing moments grados Fahrenheit laughter and joy, can feed your soul and bring a sense grados Fahrenheit belonging and purpose. 8. Volunteer or help others. Acts grados Fahrenheit kindness can provide a sense grados Fahrenheit purpose and connection to the community, which nourishes the soul. 9. Set boundaries and rest. Prioritize your well-being by saying no when necessary and allowing yourself time to rest and recharge. Feeding the body. God prescribed food for mankind after he formed the first man. To effectively feed your body, focus on a balanced diet that includes a variety grados Fahrenheit nutrient dense foods. Tome 10 grados Fahrenheit a man's body in the morning, establishing a structured routine that incorporates physical activity, hydration, and nutritious breakfast is essential. Food prescribed by God for mankind, according to the Bible, primarily includes natural and wholesome items. Foods mentioned in the Bible. 1. Plant-based foods, in the Genesis 1:29, God grants humanity every seed bearing plant and tree with fruit as food, emphasizing a plant-based diet. This reflects an ideal state grados Fahrenheit creation where humans were to consume only what was naturally provided. 2. Animal products, following the flood, God expands the diet to include meat, stating in the Genesis 9:3 that everything that lives and moves shall be food for humans, alongside green plants. 3. Specific foods, the Bible lists various foods considered good, including fruits, grapes, figs, apples, pomegranates, grains, wheat, barley, corn, dairy, milk, chassis, meat, beef, mutton, goat, fish, sweeteners, honey. Principles grados Fahrenheit eating. The Bible encourages eating foods in their natural state, avoiding processed items, and consuming with gratitude, as seen in 1 Timothy 4:3-5. Overall, TTH emphasizes that food is a good gift from God, meant to nourish both body and spirit. Moreover, to healthy diet formulate your morning rituals. 1. Wake up early. Waking up early allows for a calm start to the day, providing time for personal activities like exercise or meditation. Aim to wake up consistently atmosphere technique te same time to improve sleep quality and overall well-being. 2. Hydration. Drinking water first thing in the morning helps rehydrate the body after a night's sleep, flushing out toxins and boosting metabolism. It's recommended to drink a glass grados Fahrenheit water upon waking up. 3. Exercise. Engaging in the morning workouts, whether it's strength training, a simple stretching routine, releases endorphins and cortisol, enhancing mood and energy levels. Morning exercise can also improve focus and productivity throughout the day. 4. Nutritious breakfast. A balanced breakfast rich in the protein, healthy fats, and fiber is crucial for sustained energy. Options like eggs, bole grind toast, and fruits can boost brain function and concentration. 5 mindfulness practices. Incorporating meditation or mindfulness exercises can help reduce stress and improve focus, setting a positive tone for the day. By integrating these elements into a morning routine, men can effectively meet their physical and mental needs, enhancing overall health and productivity. Chapter 3 The Breakfast Table. Celebrating the morning meal as an opportunity for family and fellowship. The breakfast table is like a sanctuary where the family gather to share meals, experiences and expectations. A man as a leader grados Fahrenheit the home finds an opportunity to address issues and cast vision for the family. Just like Jesus, the man is the one who instituted the gathering grados Fahrenheit gratitude, the Lord Jesus wanted his disciples to remember his sacrificial death for mankind. The breakfast table brings about the fellowship bitone anoter, it is a communal act that brings the family together in the unity and shared fight. The Fatherlads by example. It is atmosphere technique at the table where the fathers are stewarded grados Fahrenheit God with family, guiding them on how to live meaningful lives that glorifies God. Apart from the spiritual aspect the father educate the family about life in the general and also create an atmosphere suitable for family members to open up and share whatever they have in their hearts. The role grados Fahrenheit among during breakfast with family. The role grados Fahrenheit among during breakfast with family can encompass various responsibilities and contributions that enhance the experience and strengthen family bonds. 1. Preparation and cooking. Active participation. Me encanta que an active role in the preparing breakfast, whether by cooking or assisting in the meal prep. This involvement can help cultivate the and work and shared responsibility between the family. Creating traditions, preparing special dishes or family favorites on special days for the family, like on birthdays grados Fahrenheit family members can create lasting memories and traditions, making breakfast a cherished time for everyone. 2. Setting the atmosphere. Table setting, men can help set the table, ensuring it is inviting and comfortable for family members. This includes arranging plates, utensils, and any decorative elements that enhance the dining experience. Creating a positive environment, by maintaining a cheerful attitude and engaging in the light conversation, men can contribute to a warm and welcoming atmosphere that encourages family interaction. 3. Engagement and communication. Encouraging conversation, during breakfast, men can initiate discussions about the day ahead, share stories, or ask open-ended questions to engage family members and promote meaningful dialogue. Modeling healthy habits, by sharing their own experiences with healthy eating and encouraging family members to try new foods, men can serve as role models for positive dietary habits. 4. Support and presence. Being present. Simply being present atmosphere technique at breakfast table, actively listening, and participating in the discussions can strengthen family bonds and create a sense grados Fahrenheit belonging. Emotional support, providing encouragement and support during breakfast can help family members feel valued and connected, fostering a nurturing environment. 5. Cleanup and follow-up. Assisting with cleanup, after breakfast, men can help with cleaning up, reinforcing the idea grados Fahrenheit shared responsibilities within the household. Planning future meals, engaging in the discussions about future family meals or breakfast ideas can encourage collaboration and excitement for upcoming gatherings. Importance grados Fahrenheit breakfast together. 1. Quality time, breakfast provides a unique opportunity for families to gather and connect before the day begins. The morning can be less hectic than evenings, allowing for more meaningful conversations and interactions. 2. Positive impact on children, research indicates that sharing meals, including breakfast, is associated with better dietary quality and improved social skills among children and adolescents. Regular family meals can reduce risk behaviors and foster a supportive environment. 3. Cultural significance, in the many cultures, food is a primary love language. Breakfast can serve as a comforting constant that reinforces family bonds, particularly in the households where food preparation is a bit slower. Strategies for connecting over breakfast. 1. Plan ahead. Preparing breakfast in the advance, such as making frittatas or overnight oats, can alleviate morning stress and allow your family to focus on connecting rather than cooking. 2. Involve everyone. Encourage all family members to participate in the meal preparation. This does not only teach valuable cooking skills but also increases excitement and engagement during the meal. 3. Create a routine. Establishing a regular breakfast time helps to make it a non-negotiable part grados Fahrenheit the family schedule, enhance consistency and anticipation for shared moments. 4. Limit distractions. Turning off screens and focusing on each other during breakfast can enhance communication and connection. Use this time to share experiences, express gratitude, or discuss plans for the day. 5. Make it special. Introduce themed breakfast days or special dishes to make each gathering feel unique. This can help to create lasting memories and traditions within the family. Incorporating breakfast as a time for family connection can lead to improved relationships, better communication, and enhanced well-being for all family members. By prioritizing this meal and implementing thoughtful strategies, families can transform breakfast into a cherished daily ritual. Chapter 4 Building a Strong Foundation. Daily prayer for strengthening faith and focus. Morning prayers are a powerful way for men to start their day by connecting with the divine and seeking guidance, strength, and protection from God. Morning prayers is a way grados Fahrenheit declaring to the unknown world that aero has woken up and has expectations for the day. Morning declarations tune the ambience grados Fahrenheit the day to align with the man's expectations. WHY soul the man pray in the morning. 1. Builds quality relationship with God. Morning prayers allow men to focus their hearts and minds on God first thing, before it concerns grados Fahrenheit the day take over. This helps build an intimate relationship with the Lord and demonstrates a man's dependence on him. 2. Invokes God's guidance on today's business. Praying for guidance and discernment in the morning helps men to navigate through challenges they may face throughout the day. Men can call on God to provide knowledge, wisdom and the ability to make decisions that align with his will. 3. Invites God's protection. Morning prayers are an opportunity for men to ask God for protection, both physically and spiritually. Committing the day into God's hands and trusting in the sovereign care provides peace and assurance. 4. Cultivates gratitude. Starting the day with a prayer grados Fahrenheit gratitude helps men recognize and appreciate the blessings in their lives. This fosters a spirit grados Fahrenheit thankfulness and joy that can overflow into the rest grados Fahrenheit the day. 5. Aligns with God's purpose. Morning prayers allow men to seek God's will for their lives and ask him to use them for his purposes. This helps men keep an eternal perspective and make choices that fit with God's plan. 6. Makes intentions for the day known. Morning prayers provide an opportunity to set intentions for the day. By reflecting on your goals and aspirations during this time, you can approach the day with purpose and direction. 7. Community and ritual. Morning prayers can cultivate a sense grados Fahrenheit community and connection with others. This shared practice can strengthen social bonds and promote a sense grados Fahrenheit belonging. In the conclusion, praying in the morning is a vital culture for a man to draw closer to God, gain strength, wisdom and to experience his protection, cultivate gratitude, and align their lives with his will. Incorporating this discipline can transform a man's relationship with the Lord and impact every area grados Fahrenheit his life. By integrating morning prayers into daily routines, individuals often find that they are better equipped to handle the ups and downs grados Fahrenheit the day with a positive and calm mindset. Chapter 5 A Real Manas Brothers. The Power of Fellowship with Other Men. Men's support networks have proven to be highly effective in the addressing various mental health challenges and helping the personal development. These groups provide a safe space for men to share experiences, receive emotional support, and build a sense grados Fahrenheit community, which is crucial given the societal pressures many men face regarding emotional expression. No man should die alone when he or they provided in with brothers. As a man you are spurred to find a safe space to divulge but ever is pain in you be vulnerable to your brothers. Do not a you problems to cage you no matter but. Children lose fathers due to stress and depression which could have been prevented if a man had a safe space. Proverbs 11 y 14 were no kunselis, te people fal, but indio te multitude grados Fahrenheit kunsellors tere isafeti. Te bible maques it clear tat indio te multitude grados Fahrenheit kunsellors tere isafeti, a real man a job so termento barricade is life, te seare memboare capacitated to offer advice, and tell you that you do not necessarily want to hard but that you need to hard to transform your life for greatness. Life is characterized by thoughts. Tese thoughts come as drops grados Fahrenheit ideas, if we fail to monitor what enters our minds we are indio danger grados Fahrenheit finding ourselves drowning indio asea grados Fahrenheit negative thoughts which may eventually lead to depression. If we change the negative thoughts we change our experiences. Martin Luther says we cannot stop birds from flying over our minds but we can stop them from building their nests. Be willing to be vulnerable before other men, sare your fears with ease. You cannot be atmosphere technica as if you are not surrounded by men who uphold moral values. It is imperative to identify your tribe. That tribe should be characterized by men who have what you want in your life, they act as a motivation, success is contagious as you hang around them you are bound to learn their winning ways. Suitable environments for making a better man. 1. Church. The church has proven to be a better place for men. A church is a community grados Fahrenheit believers, tseare people with a common goal becoming morally their savior. Atmosfera technica church both your emotional and spiritual needs are addressed every time you attend a church service. The word grados Fahrenheit God is life, it is therapeutic and that true nourisher. Lives are being altered, many men have been transformed by going to church, they drop bad habits and adopt good habits which change their lives for better. 2. Counseling centres. Professional counseling can help men address personal issues, mental health and character development. 3. Personal development retreats / bootcamps. Join programs designed for men focusing on self-improvement, emotional healing and community building can be transformative. Key benefits grados Fahrenheit surrounding your life with other men. 1. Emotional support. Men support groups allow members to express feelings without judgment, bring up empathy and understanding. This connection can significantly reduce feelings grados Fahrenheit isolation and improve emotional resilience. 2. Mental health improvement, participation in these groups has been linked to lower stress and anxiety levels. Research indicates that peer support can enhance overall mental well-being, making it easier for men to discuss issues like depression and anxiety openly. 3. Community and connection, many men struggle with loneliness, and support groups provide a sense grados Fahrenheit belonging. This community aspect helps combat isolation and creates lasting friendships, which can enhance overall happiness. 4. Personal growth, support groups encourage self-reflection and goal setting, leading to personal achievements. Members often report significant improvements in their confidence and life satisfaction as a result grados Fahrenheit encouragement received from peers. 5. Accountability and motivation. These groups stimulate accountability, motivating members to pursue personal and professional goals through mutual support and check-in. Chapter 6 de la CIMAN vs the Diligent Worker a Biblical Perspective on Work Ethic and the Importance of Diligence. In the world that often rewards hard work and tenacity, the age old dichotomy grados Fahrenheit the laziman versus the diligent man presents a captivating exploration grados Fahrenheit human nature. This tale is more than just a simple comparison, it serves as a reflection grados Fahrenheit our choices, ambitions, and the paths we take to our success and fulfillment. On one side, we have the laziman, vose ex comfort in the otease grados Fahrenheit life is offerings, willing to trade effort for leisure. Opposite him stands the diligent man, Bose unwavering commitment and relentless pursuit grados Fahrenheit goals illuminate te virtues grados Fahrenheit perseverance. As vedel veinto teil contrasting journeys, ve un covernot just teil individual destinies but also te de eper lessons about motivation, responsibility, and te true meaning grados Fahrenheit success in dio today's fast paced society. Will te ayure grados Fahrenheit instant gratification triumph, or will te fruits grados Fahrenheit labor and dedication prevail? Joinus has been navigate through this riveting narrative, exploring how both perspectives shape our understanding grados Fahrenheit achievement in the ever evolving world. Definition grados Fahrenheit work ethic is asset grados Fahrenheit values pivoted on diligence. Overview grados Fahrenheit diligence, steadfast effort and perseverance. Biblical foundation, the scriptures provide numerous teachings on work and diligence. Igliting their significance in the believer's life. 1. Biblical foundations grados Fahrenheit work ethic. Creation mandate. Genesis 1:26-28, God created humanity in his image and commanded them to fill the earth and subdue it. The concept grados Fahrenheit stewardship over creation implies responsibility and hard work. The responsibility for the upkeep grados Fahrenheit the garden grados Fahrenheit Eden was given to man, Adam. So as a man you should not look any further, find from the Bible your responsibilities and abilities. Work is a divine calling. Colossians 3:23-24, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. This scripture emphasizes that labor is not just for earthly gain but is a service to God. Service is ministry, diaconia, so the standard grados Fahrenheit God is varying. God expects excellent service to him and to mankind. This concept follows the two great commandments, as found in Matthew 22:36-40, are to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and love thy neighbor as thyself. If you love God you will serve him with quality service, like we said man you are called to serve exceptionally well. The standard grados Fahrenheit the Lord standard sure. 2. Te example grados Fahrenheit diligence indio scripture. Proverbs 10:4, a slack and causes poverty, but te and grados Fahrenheit te diligent makes rich. Te contrast between diligence and laziness, diligence is linked with prosperity, laziness is linked with poverty. Te antasa model grados Fahrenheit diligence. Proverbs 6:6-8, encourages learning from te ant. Which prepares its food in the summer and gathers its sustenance. Igligs the importance grados Fahrenheit for sight and hard work. Planning for future can never be over emphasized. A real man is a visionary so a must la da family base don bate se es indio te future. 3. Jesus and te value grados Fahrenheit labor. Jesus was a carpenter before his ministry, Mark 6:3, modeling a strong work ethic in his early life. Me found doing something that will earn you money, this called be a hobor business. Teachings on labor. Matthew 25:14-30, parable grados Fahrenheit the talents, the emphasis on using God given gifts and abilities for fruitful labor. The importance grados Fahrenheit being responsible and productive stewards grados Fahrenheit on his resources. 4. Diligence in the New Testament. The Apostolic Teachings. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, which says, for even when we were with you, we bold give you this command, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. Apostle Paul reinforces the necessity grados Fahrenheit work and personal responsibility. This teaching can be adopted for raising children. Children must know the importance grados Fahrenheit participating in the house chores and understand that food is a product grados Fahrenheit labor. Bread don't just grow in the bread bin but there are fields that are cultivated to sow barley or wheat before they enjoy bread. Diligence in the spiritual matters. Hebrews 6:11-12, encouragement to sow the same diligence in the fight and God works. Tened for perseverance in the both earthly and spiritual endeavors. 5. Practical applications grados Fahrenheit diligence in the daily life. Workplace ethics. Being reliable, honest, and striving for excellence as a manifestation grados Fahrenheit fight. Balancing work and rest. Emphasizing the need for rest, Exodus 20, 8-11, while maintaining diligence in your work. The body is the vehicle that carries your spirit and soul, it gets tired, you need to have an understanding wind. Reflect on your work done and critically evaluate if you are still in the line with your values. Exodus 20, 8-11. 8 Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it only 9 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, 10 but the 7th day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in the your towns. 11 For in the 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in the them, but the rested on the 7th day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. 16 Impact grados Fahrenheit work ethic on society. Modeling Christly behavior. Christian work ethic can influence co-workers and create a positive work environment. Community contribution. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, in the word or deed, do everything in the name grados Fahrenheit the Lord Jesus. Encourages contributions to society that reflect God's character. Chapter 7 Nourishment for the Journey, Principles of Stewardship the Importance of Taking Care of Our Bodies and Resources as a Christian Value. Taking care grados Fahrenheit our bodies and resources is deeply rooted in the Christian values, reflecting our stewardship grados Fahrenheit God's creation. The Bible emphasizes that our bodies are temples grados Fahrenheit the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, igniting the sacredness grados Fahrenheit physical health. Caring for our bodies honors God, as it acknowledges his gift grados Fahrenheit life and the responsibility to maintain it for his glory. Moreover, physical well-being enables us to fulfill our spiritual calling. When we prioritize health, we gain the energy and the strength necessary to serve others and engage in the ministry effectively. This stewardship extends beyond individual well-being, it encompasses our responsibility to take care grados Fahrenheit the environment and the resources God has entrusted to us, reinforcing the interconnectedness grados Fahrenheit physical, spiritual, and communal health. Ultimately, valuing our bodies and resources aligns with the Christian call to worship through our actions. Treating our physical existence with respect, we reflect God's love and purpose, serving as a testament to his goodness in the world often preoccupied with neglect and carelessness. Physical nourishment. 1 Caring for the body. The Bible teaches that our bodies are temples grados Fahrenheit the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Therefore, maintaining physical health through proper nutrition is vital for effective stewardship. This includes eating a balanced diet, engaging in the regular exercise, and getting adequate sleep. Biblical examples, Daniel's commitment to healthy eating in the is resolved to avoid taking food, Daniel 1:8-16, exemplifies the importance grados Fahrenheit physical nourishment in the maintaining spiritual integrity and purpose. 2 Generosity in the sharing resources. Este stewardship also involves sharing the physical resources beave victos e in the need. The principle grados Fahrenheit generosity is echoed throughout the scriptures, for example, Proverbs 11:25 states, a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Practical application, engaging in the acts grados Fahrenheit service, providing meals for the hungry, and sharing these resources reflects God's love and care for others. Spiritual nourishment. 1 Spending time in the God's word. Just as we need physical food, we also need spiritual nourishment. The Bible emphasizes the importance grados Fahrenheit daily engagement with scripture, Matthew 4:4. It acts as a guide, providing wisdom and strength for our journey. Tools for growth, journaling, Bible study groups, and prayer are vital in the depending on understanding grados Fahrenheit God's word and applying it to life, produce a fruitful spiritual life. 2 Prayer and worship. Continuous communication with God through prayer is essential, 1 Thessalonians 5 y 16-18. Worship, both corporate and personal, helps keep our focus on God and His purpose for our lives, aligning our desires with His will. Community aspect, being part grados Fahrenheit of community provides encouragement and accountability in your spiritual walk. Emotional nourishment. 1 Cultivating healthy relationships. God created us for community, Genesis 2 y 18. Este worship also involves nurturing our relationships with family, friends, and the broader community. Healthy relationships provide emotional support, foster growth, and promote an environment grados Fahrenheit love and compassion. Conflict resolution, following biblical principles in your resolving conflicts, Mateo 18:15-17, reinforces the importance grados Fahrenheit reconciliation in your maintaining healthy relationships. 2 Practicing gratitude and joy. The Bible encourages believers to rejoice in the Lord and maintain an attitude grados Fahrenheit gratitude, Philippians 4:4-7. This practice not only uplifts our spirits but also influences those around us, encouraging a cycle grados Fahrenheit positivity and fight. Mental health, recognizing the importance grados Fahrenheit emotional health as part grados Fahrenheit overall este worship ayobs us to seek help when needed, approaching mental and emotional challenges through a biblical lens. Chapter 8 Fight and Work, integrating beliefs into daily labor, exploring how fight informs and inspires our work ethic and responsibilities. Fight significantly influences a man's work ethic, guiding his actions, motivations, and interaction in the workplace. Central to this integration is the belief that work is not merely a means to an end but a form grados Fahrenheit service that reflects on his commitment to God. Integrating fight and work is a vital aspect grados Fahrenheit Christian life, emphasizing that our professional endeavors can reflect our spiritual values. Characteristics grados Fahrenheit aman atmosfera técnica work. 1R1AM involves aligning personal and community values with ethical standards in the workplace, promoting integrity and social responsibility. 2 Branding, refers to how individuals communicate their fight through actions and words, fostering an environment where fight can be shared respectfully without coercion. 3 Involvement, encompasses finding the reason behind being atmosfera técnica work environment and purpose atmosfera técnica work, Bievinitas a bei grados Fahrenheit mutual benefit, delivering value atmosfera técnica work environment and get rewarded for service. 4 Advocacy, includes introducing practices such as prayer, meditation, and community support, enhancing both individual and collective spiritual growth. Aspects grados Fahrenheit fight inspired work ethic. 1 Purpose and calling, work can be viewed as a general calling from God, which involves their daily tasks with purpose. This perspective encourages individuals to approach their jobs with dedication, striving for excellence as if serving the Lord directly, Colossians 3:23. 2 Integrity and ethics, fight instills a strong sense grados Fahrenheit ethics, prompting individuals to act with integrity and honesty. This commitment to ethical behavior fosters trust and respect among colleagues, enhancing workplace culture. 3 Service orientation, a fight-driven work ethic emphasizes serving others, whether co-workers or clients. This attitude leads to a supportive work environment where individuals seek to uplift and assist one another, reflecting Christ's love. 4 Resilience and gratitude, fight provides resilience during challenging times, encouraging individuals to maintain a positive outlook and express gratitude for their roles and responsibilities. This mindset can enhance job satisfaction and overall well-being. 5 Community engagement, integrating fight into work encourages individuals to engage with their communities, recognizing that their professional contributions can have a broader impact. This perspective aligns with the Christian call to be salt and light in the world. Principles grados Fahrenheit the reward. 1 Invest. 2 Save. 3 Spend on yourself. 4 Give to God. Investing, saving, rewarding on self, and giving to God is a good culture that contributes to personal growth and character development, ultimately leading to a better man. Investing and saving. Investing and saving are foundational for financial stability. By investing wisely, a man can grow his wealth over time, learning to manage risks and rewards effectively. This not only provides financial security but also instills discipline and foresight, encouraging a mindset grados for any long-term planning and responsibility. Saving, on the other hand, promotes a bit grados for any living within honest means, fostering contentment and reducing stress related to financial uncertainty. Rewarding yourself. Rewarding oneself for financial milestones reinforces positive behaviors and motivates continued discipline. Simple rewards, such as enjoying a special meal or taking a day off, can enhance well-being without leading to stress. This practice cultivates gratitude and appreciation for one's efforts, reinforcing a positive self-image and a balanced approach to life. Giving to God. Giving to God whether through tithing or charitable contributions reflects a commitment to faith and community. This act grados for any generosity not only supports to the Indian need but also encourages involvement to a larger community. It encourages humility and gratitude, reminding a man's resources are ultimately gifts from God. To gether, these practices create a holistic approach to personal development, enhancing character, fostering responsibility, and promoting a life grados for any service and integrity. By embodying these principles, a man's work ethic becomes a testament grados for any fight, influencing not only his professional life but also the lives grados for any to se around him. Chapter 9 Gratitude in your everyday life, counting your breakfast blessings encouraging gratitude for simple joys, including breakfast. Breakfast is often referred to as the most important meal grados for any to day, and for good reason. It sets the tone for the day ahead, providing the necessary fuel and nourishment to kickstart our morning. Expressing gratitude for breakfast reflects a deeper appreciation for the provision grados for any food. It acknowledges the hard work grados for any farmers, producers, and those involved in the food supply chain. Recognizing the effort that goes into providing meals fosters a sense grados for any gratitude for the abundance in the one's life. A man's gratitude for breakfast encompasses nourishment, routine, connection, creativity, health, and appreciation for provision. By embracing this gratitude, he can cultivate a positive mindset, enhance his well-being, and foster the deeper connections with those around him. Breakfast is not just a meal, it's an opportunity to reflect on the blessings grados for any life and the sustenance that fuels both body and spirit. Gratitude is a value that less a demand to be given more. Luke 17. 11 No on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. 12 As he was going into a village, 10 men had leprosy, met him. They stood atmosphere technica a distance 13 and called out in the loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. 14 When he saw them, he said, Go. So yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. 15 One grados Fahrenheit them, when he saw was Jaled, came back, praising God in the loud voice. 16 He threw himself atmosphere technica Jesus fet and thanked him and he was a Samaritan. 17 Jesus asked, Were not all them cleansed. Where are the other nine? 18 As no one returned to give praise to God except his foreigner. 19 Ten said to him, Rise and go, your faith has made you well. Reasons for being grateful. 1 Nourishment and energy. Breakfast provides essential nutrients and energy after a long night grados Fahrenheit fasting. A balanced breakfast can include proteins, healthy fats, and carbohydrates, which help sustain energy levels throughout the day. This nourishment enables a man to tackle his responsibilities with vigor and focus. 2 Ritual and routine. For many, breakfast is a cherished daily ritual. It offers a moment grados Fahrenheit calm and reflection before the business grados Fahrenheit the day begins. This routine can be a time to pause, enjoy a bar meal, and mentally prepare for the challenges ahead. Gratitude for this daily ritual fosters mindfulness and appreciation for the simple pleasures in your life. 3. Connection with family and friends. Breakfast can also be a time for connection. Sharing a meal with family or friends strengthens relationships and creates lasting memories. Whether it's a leisure weekend brunch or a quick weekday breakfast, these moments grados Fahrenheit to getterness are invaluable. Expressing gratitude for shared breakfasts acknowledges the importance grados Fahrenheit community and fellowship. 4. Variety and creativity. Breakfast offers endless possibilities for creativity and variety. From delicious omelettes and smoothies to cereals, there is a breakfast option to suit every taste. This diversity allows for exploration and enjoyment grados Fahrenheit different flavors and cuisines. A man can be grateful for the opportunity to experiment and discover new favorites. 5. Mindful eating and health. Taking the time to enjoy breakfast encourages mindful eating, which can lead to healthier choices throughout the day. Being grateful for breakfast can inspire a man to prioritize his health and well-being, setting a positive tone for his dietary habits. Gratitude for the dimensions grados Fahrenheit goal. A real man, derives joy in the acknowledging that his be cause grados Fahrenheit the greatness grados Fahrenheit goal. He has countless reasons to express gratitude to God. God's attributes and works are multifaceted, each dimension worthy grados Fahrenheit thankful praise. God's sovereignty and power over all creation, Psalm 95, 3-5. God's unwavering faithfulness throughout the ages, Lamentations 3:22-23. The gift grados Fahrenheit salvation through Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:4-5. The indwelling presence grados Fahrenheit the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. God's abundant provision and care for our needs, Matthew 6:25-26. God's perfect wisdom that guides our lives, Romans 11:33-36. By recognizing these facets grados Fahrenheit God's character, we cultivate a spirit grados Fahrenheit gratitude that permeates every aspect grados Fahrenheit our lives. Our thankfulness becomes a form grados Fahrenheit worship, honoring the God voice worthy grados Fahrenheit all praise. Gratitude for life's joys. In the addition to God's attributes, we can express gratitude for the many blessings and joys provided in your life. The gift grados Fahrenheit life itself and the opportunity to know him, Psalm 139:13-14. The beauty grados Fahrenheit creation that displays God's glory, Psalm 19:1. Meaningful relationships with family, friends, and the church community, Proverbs 17:17. The ability to serve others and make a positive impact, 1 Peter 4:10-11. Moments grados Fahrenheit joy, laughter, and celebration, Ecclesiastes 3:4. The promise grados Fahrenheit eternal life with God in the heaven, John 3:16. Expressing gratitude for these blessings helps us maintain an attitude grados Fahrenheit thankfulness even in the difficult times. It reminds us to focus on God's goodness and the many ways enriches our lives. By cultivating gratitude for both the dimensions grados Fahrenheit God and the joys grados Fahrenheit life, we align our hearts with God's and experience the peace and contentment that comes from a thankful spirit. As the Apostle Paul exhorts, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will grados Fahrenheit God in Christ Jesus for you, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Chapter 10 The Discipline of Routine, Building Habits for Success Establishing a Morning Routine that Cultivates Discipline in the Both Fight and Work. Establishing a disciplined routine is a cornerstone grados Fahrenheit success, shaping our habits and ultimately our lives. In the world filled with distractions, the ability to cultivate consistent habits can set individuals apart, propelling them toward their goals. The discipline grados Fahrenheit routine transforms mundane activities into powerful rituals that foster productivity, creativity, and resilience. Habits are not just actions, they are the building blocks grados Fahrenheit our daily existence. dictate our thoughts, influence our decisions, and determine our outcomes. By consciously choosing to develop positive habits, we harness the power grados Fahrenheit neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to form new connections and pathways, allowing us to adapt and grow regardless grados Fahrenheit age or previous experiences. Moreover, able structured routine free submental energy, enabling us to focus on what truly matters. As we automate our daily tasks through disciplined habits, we create space for innovation and deeper thinking. This intentional approach not only enhances our personal productivity but also enriches our relationships and overall well-being. In the essence, the discipline grados Fahrenheit routine is not merely about efficiency, it is about crafting a life grados Fahrenheit purpose and fulfillment. Crafting a life grados Fahrenheit purpose and fulfillment. Crafting a life grados Fahrenheit purpose and fulfillment involves intentionality and the cultivation grados Fahrenheit habits that align with our values and goals. Central to this journey is the understanding that success is not merely defined by external achievements but by the internal satisfaction derived from living authentically. The role grados Fahrenheit habits. Building effective habits is essential for achieving a purposeful life. Habits compound over time, leading to significant results that reflect on its aspirations. As noted, habits can change our brains within, allowing us to develop routines that support our goals and enhance our overall well-being. Defining personal success. A critical first step is defining what success means personally. This self-reflection helps in the establishing relevant habits that resonate with individual values, whether that involves career achievements, personal growth, or community service. Embracing a growth mindset. Adopting a growth mindset is vital. It encourages resilience and adaptability, allowing individuals to view challenges as opportunities for learning and development. This mindset supports habit formation and reinforces the belief that change is possible atmosfera técnica and stage grados Fahrenheit life. Commitment to discipline. Ultimately, crafting a life grados Fahrenheit purpose requires discipline. Consistent effort in the maintaining positive habits, staying focused on goals, and being open to change brings about a fulfilling life. As individuals commit to their routines and values, they cultivate a sense grados Fahrenheit purpose that not only enriches their own lives but also positively impacts those around them. By integrating these principles, one can create a life that is not only successful in the conventional terms but also deeply fulfilling and aligned with personal beliefs and aspirations. Establishing a morning routine that cultivates discipline in the both fight and work can significantly enhance your productivity and spiritual growth. Key elements grados Fahrenheit a morning routine. 1. Wake up early, rising early a jobs for quiet time before the day's demands begin. Into wake up atmosfera técnica lest 30 minutes earlier than usual to create space for your routine. Jesus often rose early to pray, setting a powerful example, Mark 1:35. 2. Start with prayer, begin your day with prayer, seeking God's guidance and strength. This practice helps to localize your thoughts and intentions, preparing you spiritually for the challenges ahead. 3. Scripture reading. Dedicate time to read and meditate on scripture. This not only deepens your faith but also provides wisdom and encouragement for the day. Consider using a Bible reading plan to keep you on track. 4. Worship and praise. Incorporate worship into your morning through music or singing. This can uplift your spirit and reinforce your connection with God, fostering a positive mindset for the day. 5. Physical activity. Engage in the some form grados Fahrenheit exercise, whether it's a kick workout or a morning walk. Physical health supports mental clarity and discipline, making you more effective in the both fight and work. 6. Planning and goal setting. Take a few minutes to outline your goals for the day. This helps you prioritize tasks and align them with your spiritual and professional objectives, ensuring that both areas receive attention. 7. Practice gratitude. Reflect on the things you are grateful for each morning. Be so doing you create a positive attitude and reminds you grados Fahrenheit God's blessings, enhancing your overall perspective as you approach your work. Example grados Fahrenheit a morning routine. Time activity. 5 a.m. wake up and make your bed. 5 y 10 a.m. prayer and meditation. 5 y 25 a.m. Bible study. 5 y 45 a.m. worship music Bible getting ready. 6 a.m. exercise, e.g., a short run or flexing your muscles. 6 y media a.m. shower and dress up. 6 y 50 a.m. breakfast and daily planning. Overcoming challenges. Starting a new routine can be challenging. Toma in time consistently. Prepare the night before, lay out your clothes and set up your reading materials to minimize distractions in the morning. Gradually adjust your backup time, if backing up early is difficult, adjust your schedule gradually to allow your body to adapt. Create a dedicated space, designate a specific area for your morning routine, equipped with everything you need for prayer, reading, and reflection. By establishing a disciplined morning routine that integrates fight and work, you can cultivate a life grados Fahrenheit purpose and fulfillment, setting a positive tone for each day. Chapter 11 Passing Down Traditions, Mentorship and Legacy Teaching the Next Generation About Value State of Breakfast and Work Ethic. Passing Down Traditions is a sacred act, a testament to the enduring power grados Fahrenheit human connection and the timeless wisdom grados Fahrenheit our ancestors. Through the time honored practice grados Fahrenheit mentorship, we forge an unbreakable bond between generations, weaving the threads grados Fahrenheit our collective experience into a tapestry grados Fahrenheit legacy that spans the ages. Breakfast is more than just a meal, it's an opportunity to instill important values in the young children. By incorporating these principles into your family's breakfast routine, you can create lasting impressions and shape your children's character. 1. Gratitude. Begin each breakfast by expressing gratitude, Psalms 103. Encourage your children to share something they are thankful for, modeling an attitude grados Fahrenheit appreciation. This practice helps children recognize the blessings in the lives and fosters a spirit grados Fahrenheit thankfulness. 2. Healthy habits. Breakfast provides a chance to teach about nutrition and the importance grados Fahrenheit making healthy choices. Involve your children in the selecting and preparing nutritious foods, explaining how they fuel our bodies. This lays the foundation for lifelong healthy habits. 3. Family bonding. A thing to gather as a family strengthens relationships and creates lasting memories. Use breakfast as a time to connect, share stories, and learn about each other's lives. This bonding time demonstrates the value grados Fahrenheit family and builds a strong foundation for your children. 4. Responsibility. Assignage appropriate tasks, such as setting the table or clearing the dishes, to teach responsibility. Praise their efforts and emphasize how their contributions benefit the family. This instills a sense grados Fahrenheit ownership and pride in their role within the household. 5. Manners. Breakfast is an ideal time to practice good table manners. Model polite behavior, such as using utensils properly, chewing buttons mouth closed, and engaging in the respectful conversation. Gently correct an inappropriate behavior and praise when they demonstrate good manners. 6. Patience and perseverance. If your children are learning to cook or prepare their own breakfast, encourage them to stick with it, even when faced with challenges. Praise their efforts and help them learn from mistakes, emphasizing the value grados Fahrenheit patience and perseverance. By incorporating these values into your family's breakfast routine, you create a foundation for your children's character development. Over time, these principles will become ingrained habits, shaping them into compassionate, responsible, and well-rounded individuals. Mentorship. When an elder takes a young person under their wing, imparting the lessons grados Fahrenheit a lifetime, they ignite a spark that illuminates the path forward. Mentorship is more than just the transfer grados Fahrenheit knowledge, it is the passing grados Fahrenheit a torch, a sacred trust that binds us to our past and propels us into the future. indio tembrace grados Fahrenheit a mentors guidance, befinte courage to facete challenge stat liead, armed bit te wisdom grados Fahrenheit to se boave valket tis road before us. Tenduring power grados Fahrenheit tradition. Tradition sare te heart beat grados Fahrenheit our culture, te rhythmic pulse tat connect sus to our roads and hives meaning to our lives. When we honor the customs and rituals grados Fahrenheit our ancestors, we affirm our place indio te grand tapestry grados Fahrenheit human history. Each generation adds its own unique triad, we having a masterpiece that grows richer and more vibrant with each passing year. The legacy grados Fahrenheit alifetime. A mentor's legacy is not measured indio years or accolades, but indio te live stay touch and te heart stay inspire. When we pass down our traditions, we are not just preserving the past, we are shaping the future. We are investing indio the next generation, entrusting them with the wisdom and value that have sustained us through the ages. Every leader sold the empty, they live sold the Abel grados Fahrenheit wisdom that never runs the R.Y. dueto duplication they exercise indio the life time. Indio the end, the true measure grados Fahrenheit a life well lived is not indio the tropies on ourselves or the titles on our business cards, but indio the impact we have on to sebo come after us. BY embracing the power grados Fahrenheit mentorship and the enduring beauty grados Fahrenheit tradition, we can leave a legacy that will outlive us all, a testament to the umbreakable bond that connects us, on a generation to the next. Chapter 12 The Power of Community, Breaking Bread to Heter Empathizing the Importance of Fellowship and Support Indio our Spiritual and Work Lives. Indio a world that often feels isolating and overwhelming, the power grados Fahrenheit community stands as a beacon grados Fahrenheit hope and healing. Atmosfera técnica te heart grados Fahrenheit this transformative force lieste sacred act grados Fahrenheit breaking bread to heter, a ritual that transcends mere sustenance and becomes a vessel for connection, vulnerability, and mutual support. When we gather around a table, whether it be indio a community hall or a home, we engage indio an ancient tradition that has the power to bridge divides, hall bonds, and forge umbreakable bonds. As we are a meal, we open ourselves up to the stories and the struggles grados Fahrenheit to see around us, creating a space where burdens can be lifted and joys can be celebrated indio equal measure. We are encouraged to be at the board grados Fahrenheit God to fellowship according to Hebrews 10 y 25. We must not keep meeting together, as some are doing. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other. This becomes more and more important as you see it die getting closer. It is indio tese moments grados Fahrenheit vulnerability, when we break bread and share our lives, that true community is for you. We learn to lean on one another, to carry each other's burdens, and to find strength indio te collective resilience grados Fahrenheit our shared humanity. The break grados Fahrenheit life challenges becomes lighter when we face them together, united by the simple act grados Fahrenheit sharing a meal and a moment indio time. But the power grados Fahrenheit community extends far beyond the confines grados Fahrenheit a single gathering. When we cultivate a culture grados Fahrenheit breaking bread and sharing life's burdens, we create a ripple effect that can transform entire communities and even the world. BY modeling compassion, empathy, and support, we inspire others to do the same, creating a cycle grados Fahrenheit healing and growth that knows no bounds. When we break bread to heter and share our lives, we tap into a wellspring grados Fahrenheit resilience and hope that can carry us through even the darkest grados Fahrenheit times. It is a reminder that we are not alone, that we are all part grados Fahrenheit a larger tapestry grados Fahrenheit humanity, and that we come into heter, we can beater any storm and emerge stronger than ever before. Fellowship, as guided by the Bible, is a fundamental aspect grados Fahrenheit Christian life that emphasizes community, support, and spiritual growth. The term fellowship is derived from the Greek word koinonia, which signifies a deep, mutual participation in the life grados Fahrenheit the church and the sharing grados Fahrenheit fight among believers. Importance grados Fahrenheit fellowship. 1. Strength and encouragement. Fellowship provides strength and encouragement in the times grados Fahrenheit need. 2. Shared joy and burdens, in the fellowship, believers are both joys and burdens, creating a supportive environment where individuals can find comfort and understanding. Galatians 6, 2 encourages Christians to bear one another's burdens, fulfilling the law of Christ, which fosters a sense of unity and compassion within the community. 3. Spiritual growth, engaging in the fellowship of jobs for mutual instruction and correction, leading to spiritual growth. As iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27, 17, believers can learn from one another, depending their understanding grados Fahrenheit fight and scripture. 4. Unity in the Christ, fellowship reflects the unity that believers have in the Christ. John 17:23 highlights the importance grados Fahrenheit oneness among believers, as it demonstrates to the world the love grados Fahrenheit God and the truth grados Fahrenheit the gospel. 5. Breaking bread together, the act grados Fahrenheit breaking bread is a powerful symbol grados Fahrenheit fellowship, representing shared life and community. Acts 2:42-47 illustrates how the early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, and breaking grados Fahrenheit bread, which was vital for their growth and unity as a body grados Fahrenheit believers. In the summary, fellowship is essential for spiritual health and community building. It provides encouragement, accountability, and opportunities for growth, allowing believers to experience the fullness grados Fahrenheit life in the Christ. Engaging in the meaningful fellowship, Christians can strengthen their fight and support one another in their spiritual journeys. Chapter 13 Find solace in the Christ. Finding comfort in the world of God. Believe in the world where people make decisions and choices, some grados Fahrenheit those decisions are in the contrary to our vices. As a man you have to understand that your children atmosphere technique some point will grow and make their own decisions, besides, people change over time bene to respect their decisions especially when they have grown in the stature. The word grados Fahrenheit God tells us grados Fahrenheit member raised both godly children and ungodly children, that gives every man solace that it is possible to raise children bo mine to pull the values you instill in their lives. Raising godly children in the world perceived as ungodly presents significant challenges for parents, and the outcomes can vary widely. Some parents, despite their best efforts, find that their children do not embrace the values they opted to instill. The Bible presents several examples grados Fahrenheit member raised both godly and ungodly children, illustrating the complexities grados Fahrenheit parenting and the influence grados Fahrenheit personal choices. Samuel, a revered prophet and judge, had two sons, Joel and Abia, but did not follow in their father's righteous ways. Instead, they were corrupt, taking bribes and perverting justice, 1 Samuel 8:1-3. Despite Samuel's faithfulness to God, his sons chose a different path, ignoring that even godly parents can have children who stray from their teachings. Eli, a high priest, also faced challenges with his sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They were notorious for their sinful behavior, including greed and sexual immorality, which led to God's judgment against Eli's family, 1 Samuel 2:12-17. These examples illustrate that vile parental guidance is crucial, individual choices play a significant role in the spiritual outcomes grados Fahrenheit children. Factors influencing outcomes. 1. Cultural pressures, children today face immense societal pressures, including the influence grados Fahrenheit social media and peer groups that may promote values contrary to the set out atmosphere technica home. This can lead to conflicts between parental teachings and external influences. 2. Parental engagement, the level grados Fahrenheit emotional and spiritual engagement from parents plays a crucial role. Parents who actively model their fight and maintain open communication tend to have better outcomes in the raising children who share their values. 3. Individual choices, ultimately, children are individuals with their own free will. Even in the nurturing environments, some may choose paths that diverge from their upbringing, reflecting the complexity grados Fahrenheit personal development and the influence grados Fahrenheit external factors. In the conclusion. Tepe nomenum grados Fahrenheit godly parents raisinum godly children iglixte multifaceted nature grados Fahrenheit parenting indio contemporary society. Vile intentional parenting is vital, external influences and individual choices significantly shape children's beliefs and behaviors. Chapter 14 Every day marks a new beginning never lose hope indio your endeavor. Every day symbolizes a new beginning for fathers raising wayward children, offering hope and opportunities for renewal. This perspective is essential for maintaining resilience and fighting the te face grados Fahrenheit challenges. Embracing hope. 1. Continuous prayer, fathers are encouraged to pray daily for their children, seeking divine guidance and support. This culture cultivate a spiritual connection and reinforces the belief that change is possible, regardless grados Fahrenheit the current circumstances. 2. Modeling love and forgiveness, justaste fater indio te parable grados Fahrenheit te prodigal son welcome dis byward son back with open arms, fater sare cayeto demonstrate un conditional love. Tis approach empasices acceptance and compassion, which can create a safe space for reconciliation. 3. Setting boundaries, vile love is crucial, establishing clear boundaries is equally important. Fater should balance nurturing with discipline, ensuring that their children understand the consequences grados Fahrenheit their actions will feel insupported. 4. Seeking support, engaging with other parents and community resources can provide encouragement and practical advice. Sharing experiences can help fathers feel less isolated in their struggles. Being given as a fresh opportunity, fathers can cultivate an environment that brings growth, healing, and ultimately, a return to fight for their wayward children without developing stress and depression. Chapter 15 Building on NS. A tree corded rope is better than ONE. There is an old proverb that says, a tree corded rope is not quickly broken. This simple yet profound metaphor captures the essence grados Fahrenheit strength in the unity. Just as trees transtwisted together create a rope far stronger than any single strand alone. People come together in cooperation and support can overcome challenges far beyond what any individual could face alone. The word grados Fahrenheit God puts it clearly in Ecclesiastes 4:12, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Meaning and representation of a tree corded rope. Trust is the first and most essential cord. Without trust, collaboration falters. Trust allows people to be vulnerable, share ideas openly, and rely on one another. It builds confidence that others will support you when needed. The second cord is clear and honest communication. Misunderstandings and assumptions can be aken any relationship or team. Effective communication ensures that everyone is aligned. Expectations are clear, and conflicts can be resolved constructively. The third cord is commitment, dedication to a shared goal or relationship. Commitment motivates people to persevere through difficulties, stay accountable, and contribute their best efforts if they can all embrace the power behind unity they can do well, not just in the family setup but also atmosphere technica or workplaces. Following that a home is a window through which a child sees the world, don't insto getter encourages trust, commitment and communication. Have you ever imagined an environment where employees demonstrate a noble culture which is practiced atmosphere technica home, where each employee embrace trust, commitment and communication as their personal values? But if such a wonderful culture can be modeled even atmosphere technica chores, our children can grow with a different mindset knowing that together we make a meaningful contribution to the society. Spending quality time with your family leads to a bold transformation grados Fahrenheit perspectives and culture. A culture is defined as shared beliefs, values, customs, behaviors, and artifacts that characterize a group or society. It shapes how people live, communicate, and interact with each other and their environment. Culture influences everything from language, religion, and art to social norms, traditions, and law. If we are truly committed to the transformation grados Fahrenheit our society we need to adopt a new culture atmosphere technica home. A culture is made by habits, your life is a manifestation grados Fahrenheit your habits. The life practices eventually transform our subconscious minds. Recreational activities. Building and maintaining unity in the family can be achieved through participating in the recreational activities as a family. Family bonds are built intentionally not by fluke. Plan to spend time in the activities that will make each and every member grados Fahrenheit the family to participate. It is in the such environment where we learn how each member grados Fahrenheit the family is wired. As a father it is your prerogative to take note grados Fahrenheit areas where you need to work to better with your partner to supplies grados Fahrenheit your children. It is easy to spot yellow si when we are engaged in the communal work. Recreational activities and family unity. 1. Encourage quality time to gather. Recreational activities provide opportunities for family members to spend meaningful time to gather without distractions like work or technology. Whether it's playing games, going for walks, or engaging in the sports, these moments create lasting memories and reinforce emotional connections. 2. Improve communication. Fun activities naturally open channels grados Fahrenheit communication. Family members learn to listen, express themselves, and cooperate, which strengthens understanding and reduces conflicts. 3. Build teamwork and cooperation. Many recreational activities require teamwork, such as playing board games or organizing family outings. These experiences teach family members to collaborate, share responsibilities, and support one another. 4. Reduce stress and enhance well-being. Recreation helps relieve stress and promotes relaxation. When family members feel happy and relaxed together, it fosters a positive atmosphere conducive to unity. 5. Create traditions and shared values. Regular recreational activities can become cherished family traditions that reinforce a sense grados Fahrenheit belonging and shared identity. Examples grados Fahrenheit recreational activities for family unity. Outdoor adventures, hiking, biking, picnics, or camping trips encourage exploration and teamwork. Sports and games, playing soccer, basketball, or board games helps develop cooperation and healthy competition. Creative projects, arts and crafts, cooking together, or gardening foster collaboration and creativity. Movie or game nights, regularly scheduled fun nights provide predictable, enjoyable routines. Volunteering, participating in the community service as a family builds empathy and shared purpose. Tips for maximizing the benefits. Include everyone, choose activities that all family members can enjoy and participate in. Be present, focus on the experience and the other, minimizing distractions like phones or work. Encourage positivity, celebrate successes and support each other through challenges during activities. Be consistent, make recreational time a regular part grados Fahrenheit family life to build strong habits. Unity in the family is strengthened when members engage in the recreational activities together. These shared moments promote communication, cooperation, and joy. Creating a foundation grados Fahrenheit love and support that helps families thrive through life's ups and downs. Prioritizing fun and connection, families can have stronger bonds that last a lifetime. Chapter 16 Leadership is character in the action. How values shape effective leaders. Character plays a crucial role in the effective leadership. Character refers to the internalized beliefs and moral habits that guide a leader's actions and decisions, influencing how they relate to others and navigate complex situations. Key aspects grados Fahrenheit leadership include integrity, responsibility, forgiveness, and compassion just to mention a few. Leaders with strong character tend to outperform those without, making environments where a team/family is more productive, creative, and aligned with the set vision. If you align your personal values with action as a man your leadership will be impactful. Action makes your vision a possibility. A man is a leader who sets or casts a vision for his family, guiding the family towards common goals. The wife supports this vision by using her strengths to help achieve these goals, creating a harmonious partnership where both roles complement each other. You are the CEO grados Fahrenheit your family, your sweet art ensures fulfillment grados Fahrenheit the vision. Shared purpose, a shared family vision is crucial for unity and direction. Both partners should align their individual visions to create a cohesive family mission. This alignment helps in your decision making and enables peace between the family. Spiritual guidance, menare encouraged to lead spiritual by setting financial plans, spiritual goals, and daughter initiatives with their wives inputs / contributions. This godly leadership role is complemented by the wife's support in your fulfilling these visions. Eve as a helper reveals mutual respect and cooperation in your achieving family objectives. Chapter 17 The Effects of Poor Leadership Atmosphere Technica Home. How dysfunctional leadership undermines family harmony, growth and well-being. Poor leadership in your family setup can have several consequences. Lack grados Fahrenheit direction and purpose. Without clear goals or vision, family members may feel lost or unmotivated, leading to a lack grados Fahrenheit unity and direction. Emotional distress. Poor leadership can create an environment grados Fahrenheit emotional neglect or abuse, affecting the mental health and well-being grados Fahrenheit family members. This is where suicide emanate from. Role modeling. Children may adopt negative behaviors and attitudes from poor leadership, impacting their development and future relationships. Children have a tendency grados Fahrenheit duplicating what they say more than what they are told. Conflict and tension. Ineffective leadership can lead to unresolved conflicts and ongoing tension between the family. Everyone has to feel comfortable atmosphere technica home, a home is a place grados Fahrenheit rest. We go to work and come back home to rest. Disempowerment. Family members may feel undervalued or unempowered, leading to a lack grados Fahrenheit confidence and independence. We are duty bound to empower our family members, be capacitate tem forte future / face life realities. Chapter 18 The Brick Force That Binds the Family Together. Building Blocks for Family Resilience and Unity. A family don't need to be perfect but it needs to be united. A family is a kingdom divided shall not stand. We need to love more and suffer long, patience, for our families to stand the test grados Fahrenheit time. Don't try to win every conversation but in your every conversation try to win your beloved one. Tropies for your triumph. You have not won in your life if you have not won your family is your trophy. Colossians 3:14, love fast binding force grados Fahrenheit unity. Unity is a byproduct grados Fahrenheit love, Jesus had to spend time lecturing his spiritual family, 12 disciples, about the importance grados Fahrenheit loving one another. John 13:35. A new command uno give you, love one another. As uno have loved you, so you must love one another. This everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. We cannot over emphasize the importance grados Fahrenheit loving one another in your family. Love has proved to be the binding force, it is the brick force that keeps the house together and without cracks. Love creates harmony, harmony creates unity. Unity is not all about agreeing in your everything but it is all about embracing and treating our differences with honor. Love and be united as it is a command from the Lord. A united family provides a safe and secure environment where members feel valued and supported. When people are valued they feel secure and their self-esteem increases. It is much easier to discover your purpose in an environment that promotes oneness / unity. Our children learn the importance grados Fahrenheit fellowship, sharing and caring. My daughter will se base still atmosphere technica kindergarten taught to start sharing is caring. In an environment where we are united besare and take care grados Fahrenheit one another. Be your brothers que peras te Bible 6. A family is the heart grados Fahrenheit our lives, a sacred bond that sapes boveare and have navigate the world. Unity in the family is not just a blessing, it is the foundation grados Fahrenheit strength, love, and resilience. When we stand together, we create a fortress grados Fahrenheit support that no challenge can break. Imagine a familia sabe autiful tapestry, woven with 3 grados Fahrenheit trust, respect, and understanding. Each member adds their unique color and texture, but it is the unity that holds the fabric strong and vibrant. In the unity, differences become strengths, conflicts become opportunities for growth, and love becomes the unsacable force that binds us. When a family comes together in the love and unity, they create a strong bond that reflects God's heart. Doing things together, whether it's sharing a meal, praying, or simply spending quality time. Taking out your children for recreational activities as a potential grados Fahrenheit transforming your marriage, your children are bound to express themselves freely in the casual environment. Unity builds trust, joy, and peace. Let every moment shared be a reminder that together, as one family, you reflect God's perfect heart. Psalms 133:16 How God and pleasant it is when God's people live together in the unity. Stay together, love, peace and minding how your partner feels is the glue that keeps a family together. A united family is the ope grados Fahrenheit the society. The future bevant is banking on the strength grados Fahrenheit the family. B. A united family is bound to produce professionals grados Fahrenheit tomorrow, men and women grados Fahrenheit impact. C. A united family is a support network. D. Unity in the family is developed by valuing each and every member grados Fahrenheit the family. People do better when they are in the environment that values respect, honor, love and humility. Let us celebrate the power grados Fahrenheit to getterness where every voice is heard, every heart is valued, and every hand is held. Unity in the family inspires us to rise above adversity, cherish our shared moments, and build a legacy grados Fahrenheit harmony that co-strong generations. Remember, a united family is a beacon grados Fahrenheit ope and a source grados Fahrenheit endless joy. Let us nurture this unity with kindness, patience, and unwavering commitment. Together, we are unstoppable. Together, we are home. Chapter 19 Toxic Friendships. Building bonds that last. Toxic friends bo manipulate or demand too much relational attention can damage te marriage by pulling on spouse away emotionally and socially from the other. If your spouse perceives a friend as toxic and you ignore their concerns, it harms trust and unity in the marriage. Tereare friends bo undermine te institution grados Fahrenheit marriage, you find some making pone calseven in the middle grados Fahrenheit tonight, talking about is so that can be postponed to the following day. This habit brings unnecessary controversy to the family. Misconception, many families broke down because grados Fahrenheit a misconception. What is a misconception? Misconception is all about missing facts on an issue. As we miss facts, we tend to have wrong perceptions. Wrong perceptions are the truth. For a family to stay united, we have to minimize speculations and lower expectations. If your expectations are low, you cannot be easily offended. How can you bring down a man who is already down? In the about to find facts and respond based on facts, not misconceptions and gossip. Friends who encourage negativity about spouses, when friends frequently complain about their ignore your spouse, it normalizes negativity and can lead to resentment and emotional distance in the marriage. This kind grados Fahrenheit toxic talk can poison your perspective and interactions with your spouse. You end up noticing things that you have not been noticing all along. Friends who do not respect or acknowledge your spouse, for example, ignoring your spouse's presence or avoiding talking about them can undermine your relationship and create emotional distance. This often signals unhealthy motives and can lead to conflict. If your friends value or respect your marriage, those friends will soon discuss in your previous relationships in the front grados Fahrenheit your spouse. Close opposite sex friendships can be very risky, when a spouse has a close friendship with some degrees Fahrenheit opposite sex bo involves frequent, intimate communication, can lead to emotional affairs and infidelity, severely damaging the marriage. Friends bo become your main confidant since the degrees Fahrenheit your spouse can erode marital intimacy. Sharing your deepest fears, hopes, and struggles with friends rather than your spouse builds stronger bonds with friends would be against the marital relationship. Also, friends bo consume excessive time can deprive the couple grados Fahrenheit needed connection and nurturing time. Chapter 20 A Familias a Structure of Comfort and Happiness. The Foundation of Comfort and Care. Let us look atmosfera técnica a familias a structure grados Fahrenheit happiness and comfort. Be algo through challenges, be areto seto and fro be y sues grados Fahrenheit life as family members, bot young and old. A family or home becomes a place grados Fahrenheit comfort. For a home to be a place grados Fahrenheit happiness and comfort, be need to cultivate the following. Emotional support and stability, happiness within a family creates a safe emotional environment where members feel supported, understood, and valued. This emotional security helps family members cope with external stresses and internal conflicts more effectively. Strong communication and relationships, happy families tend to have open, honest communication, active listening, and healthy emotional expression. These communication patterns prevent misunderstandings and conflicts, promoting unity and cooperation. Becutalot grados Fahrenheit misconceptions by exercising open communication and active listening. What is active listening? Active listening is all about going along with the person talking to you. You come in the bed being bored to so that you hear and understand what is being said, not in an interrupting manner. Shared responsibilities and teamwork, happiness encourages collaboration and mutual support. Where family members are duties and work to getter towards common goals. This teamwork reinforces a sense grados Fahrenheit belonging and collective identity. Believe or lives like pack animals, bene done another. Since bene done another, we must ensure that we are all comfortable and happy in the our place grados Fahrenheit abode. Sense grados Fahrenheit belonging and identity, happiness nurtures a sense grados Fahrenheit belonging, acceptance, and unconditional love, which are fundamental for individual well-being and family cohesion. Feeling connected to family members enhances self-worth and life satisfaction. Conflict resolution and resilience, happy families handle conflicts constructively and maintain harmony, which strengthens their resilience to challenges and changes. This unity helps families navigate crises and grow stronger together. The strength grados Fahrenheit a family is in the oneness. Foundation for Future Relationships, the happiness experience in the family shapes individual's ability to form healthy relationships outside the family, contributing to their overall social and emotional development. Bebe come bat our families are. Happy families produce happy members grados Fahrenheit society. When people are happy, they become more productive even atmosfera técnica their workplaces. Chapter 21 The Significance of Discernment. Guarding against deception in your daily life. What is discernment? Discernment is the ability to perceive, understand, and judge situations wisely. In your family context, it means recognizing the needs, emotions, and perspectives grados Fahrenheit each member, and making thoughtful decisions that promote unity and harmony. Why is discernment crucial for family oneness? Promotes understanding, discernment helps family members see beyond the surface disagreements and understand the underlying feelings or intentions. Once you master discernment, you will have fewer conflicts. Try to look beyond actions, consider the root cause grados Fahrenheit actions. If you are a married man, ask yourself why is my wife behaving the way she does. And also get to know how you contributed to the issue atmosfera técnica and, in that way, it becomes easy to resolve conflicts and exercise forgiveness where actions clash with intentions. Encourages wise decision making, families often face choices that affect everyone. Discernment tensures that decisions consider the well-being grados Fahrenheital members, not just individual preferences. To ensure unity in the family, every member grados Fahrenheit the family must be treated with love and honor. It is easy to follow leaders who understand the value grados Fahrenheit collective decision making. This breeds happiness in the family because everyone contributes to the betterment grados Fahrenheit the family. Chapter 22 Slandering and Exploitation. The destructive power of harmful words and greed. Slandering is defined as the act grados Fahrenheit making false, damaging spoken statements about someone. Its effects are especially destructive because families are built on trust, mutual respect, and shared reputation. In due sort, it is making demeaning and disdaining statements about someone. How can you trust someone who demeans you? This kind grados Fahrenheit person acts like a time bomb. This is a very destructive habit. As menor couples, we should note that we are a reflection grados Fahrenheit our partners, but we do to them is as good as doing to ourselves. Breakdown grados Fahrenheit trust, false accusations erode the foundation grados Fahrenheit trust between family members. When someone is slandered, others might begin to doubt their integrity or motives, even without evidence. This suspicion can linger, making it difficult to repair relationships. Exacerbation grados Fahrenheit existing tensions, indio emotionally charged situations, slander can inflame already sensitive issues. Slanderous accusations can turn grief into prolonged conflict, making it nearly impossible to resolve disputes amicably. This often results in the fractured family bonds that may never fully heal. Emotional strain, defending on self against slander is emotionally taxing and can lead to anxiety, depression, or alienation. Alienation is isolating on self, so ordinarily people use bad they have to fix their battles, so me use finances to frustrate their partners, trying to fix back, others use bad God gave them for posterity. Reputational damage in the community, slander can extend beyond the immediate family, affecting how extended family, friends, and the broader community perceive the targeted individual. This can lead to social isolation and further undermine family unity. Among other things, we should soon as a family slandering one another, a home is a place grados Fahrenheit comfort and safety. We all want to feel safe atmosphere technica home and be comfortable with one another. Exploitation is taking unfair advantage grados Fahrenheit someone else for personal gain. There are many forms grados Fahrenheit exploitation, including financial and sexual. This habit is very detrimental to marriages and yields a negative connotation. People who take advantage grados Fahrenheit others do not just lose dignity, but they also become seeds grados Fahrenheit decadence because their contribution to society degrades the values grados Fahrenheit humanity. As men, we should always try to be vigilant, notice when we are being exploited and also when we don't let be example. Chapter 23 Rising the Bar. The pursuit of excellence in the every endeavor. Fathers are expected to raise standards in the their families. They have to be exceptional in the what ever they do, that is leading as an example grados Fahrenheit excellence. Excellence is not just a standard but the standard grados Fahrenheit taking grados Fahrenheit glory. A man is a priest in the his house, e as to enforce the labs grados Fahrenheit God in the his family. In the event things go wrong in the your family, you should know as a man that you have failed to scale up to the level grados Fahrenheit competenki. God believes in you even if you don't believe in yourself. Men as pillars grados Fahrenheit society are expected to rise the bar for God's glory. Future leaders learn winning ways from fathers who are astute in the society. Rising future leaders takes a lot grados Fahrenheit mentorship. Mentorship is about more than transferring knowledge. It is about nurturing vision, inspiring innovation, and instilling a commitment to growth in the others. We investing in the development grados Fahrenheit emerging leaders, we reinforce our own aspirations for the business and ensure that our values and expertise continue to shape the future. Mentoring creates a ripple effect, Each insight shared and lesson imparted not only empowers the mentee but also strengthens the mentor, fostering self-awareness, renewed purpose, and professional satisfaction. In your home environment, mentorship accelerates learning, helps navigate challenges, and cultivates a culture grados Fahrenheit continuous improvement. It transforms individual potential into collective achievement, ensuring that the wisdom and experience gained over years do not retire vitus, but instead, fuel the next generation grados Fahrenheit leaders. Chapter 24 TLAW of Success. Timeless Principles for Winning in Your Life. Until you duplicate yourself, you have not won in your life. Winning as an individual is good, but you will never have success. Men should take it upon themselves to rise other men, not just men, but future leaders who will pave way for achievers. Lives are transformed by changing mindsets. It takes a community to shape perspectives. To be successful in your business, marriage, etc., honest to observe or shape the way grados Fahrenheit thinking as rightly denoted by think and grow rich, abok by Napoleon Hill. Success is achievement, you achieve by setting standards. Standards cannot be compromised, they are as good as rituals. Rituals are commitments, every person who made it in your life at obey or observe the grados Fahrenheit commitment. You commit yourself to whatever you want to achieve. Apostle Paul Rigley puts it when says according to 1 Corinthians 15:10 but by the grace grados Fahrenheit God uno am but uno am, and this grace tome was not be to effect. No, uno porque darder tan al grados Fahrenheit tem, yet not uno, but te grace grados Fahrenheit God tat was bit me. Paul te apostle, besides este emin te grace grados Fahrenheit God upon his life, e also iglics te significance grados Fahrenheit committing yourself to a task. Working hard is a vital component for one to be successful. Be able to develop ourselves according to what we want to achieve. To transform nations, governments must invest in the quality education. Quality education uno believe comprise lifestyle atmosphere technica family level. Building strong and healthy families builds a functional society. The future grados Fahrenheit nations is banking on quality people. Teseare men and women boave be en subjected to mind transformation. Tei perceive a familias a building block to a healthy nation, a corrupt free nation. Vox summary. 1. Spiritual wellness. Iglics te importance grados Fahrenheit a strong spiritual foundation for personal direction and resilience. Encourages practices such as prayer, meditation, and reflection to cultivate inner peace and ethical decision making. 2. Emotional well-being. Underscores the significance grados Fahrenheit managing emotions to foster mental health and relationships. Provides guidance on self-awareness, emotional regulation, and seeking support in your times grados Fahrenheit distress. 3. Physical health. Emphasizes maintaining physical fitness, nutrition, and rest as pillars grados Fahrenheit sustained energy and capability. Advises on regular exercise and healthy habits as precursors to maximizing one's potential. 4. Social connections. Explores the influence grados Fahrenheit social environments, friendships, and networks on personal growth. Advises building meaningful relationships and community involvement as a source grados Fahrenheit support and opportunity. 5. Financial stability. Advocates for responsible financial management, planning, and continual learning about finances. Discusses creating multiple income streams, budgeting, and long-term security as vital for freedom and peace grados Fahrenheit mind. The interconnected journey to success. Dr. Mkonta argues that true success is attainable only when a man invests effort into all 5 domains. Neglecting any one can undermine progress in the others. The book provides personal anecdotes, practical tools, and reflective questions to inspire lifelong growth. Quita que habéis. Holistic approach, success is multidimensional, aligning spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial health. Actionable insights, the author of first concrete steps for self-assessment and improvement in the OEH area. Sustainable change, balance enables long-lasting fulfillment, not just fleeting achievements.